The First Lady of New York Radio. This is Ask Joan.
I had a really busy weekend recently. It was one of, we have a lot of cousins, and it was one of the cousins' birthdays. So we decided we would take her out to her childhood home, and where many of us in our family had grown up. So we got in a car, and we drove out to the Five Towns. And the first stop was my old house on Margaret Avenue. And there it was, still there, looking exactly the same outside. And my daughter had come with us, and she loves that stuff. So even though we said, don't do it, she went up and actually rang the doorbell of this house. And the people who have been living in it since the 60s, their family, the father had lived in it, and then the son ultimately took over and lives there. And they answered the door. They were sort of shocked to see us. There were five of us. And ultimately, they welcomed us in and gave us a tour of the house. And it was really fascinating to see that this house where I grew up from when I was 6 years old, 6 or 7 years old, did not look like the house I had envisioned over all these long years. It didn't look like the house in my head. The kitchen, which was where so many wonderful things came out of, looked small, like there was only one stove and oven. How could that be? But that's the way it was. The dining room where the relatives would come every night to visit my grandpa who lived with us and would ultimately stay for dinner. The dining room did look as if it could accommodate all those people every night. It was a total different experience, but there it was, home. And we went looking at all the different neighbors' houses, and it really was an experience. And then we decided we would go check out some of the beaches, which are still very popular there. And we did. So this trip was Lawrence, Long Island, and Rockaway Beach, which we really loved. And, you know, Rockaway Beach has become a really good location to spend a warm day. People say that's one of the best New York City beaches, and there's a boardwalk. The beaches are white sand. They have a surfing beach, boutique stores, and the beach is free. It's easy to get on, and you can get there by car like we did, take a ferry, take a subway. Lots of restaurants. We ate at a place called Margie's on the ground floor of the Rockaway Hotel. Now, that didn't exist when I was growing up. It's a boutique beach hotel in Rockaway, Queens, and it has a rooftop pool, a bar with beach and New York City skyline views, a spa, free bikes to ride the boardwalk, and more. And it's Margie Restaurant, 08-10 Rockaway Beach Drive, 718-474-1216. And they serve really good American food. It's something I think that all of you would enjoy. Anyway, we did. It was great. And I think that once you get there, you'll appreciate what a good time it is. And we had a very good lunch. We went touring and sightseeing. It's a nice way to spend a really nice sunny day. So if you're thinking, I have nothing to do on the weekend and you've got a car or you don't mind taking the subway, it's a really fun excursion. And the beach, it wasn't really a hot, sunny beach day, but the beach was inviting, and you could walk to some of the lunch places in town, and the towns are fun to go through. Anyway, I got a big kick out of my five-town adventure, and I think that all of you would enjoy. I'm Joan Hamburg, and you're listening to your favorite station, WAVC.